Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to DJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Lisa, and I am excited that you guys decided to join me on today. We have a great show lined up for you guys, just like we always do. I just want you guys to just relax and enter into the zone of relaxation. For those of you who are just now getting off of work, just relax and listen to the music. And those of you who are going to work, I just want you to go ahead and just still just be in a relaxing mode, and just whatever you've gone through on today, just know that you are right where you're supposed to be. A lot of times we second-guess ourselves based on the situation and circumstances that go on in our lives, but just know that you are right where you're supposed to be on today. We have several things coming up in the show today. Today we have a great guest, which is going to come up later, which is Billy Nunn. And Billy Nunn, he is going to be discussing his latest projects and just where you guys can find out about him and find more where you can find his music. Also, we have the segment with Dr. Farmer coming up, which is that Ask Dr. Farmer, and he will be discussing his new book for you guys. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to enter into the music zone. And like I said, you're listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge on Faces of Success Radio, and we're going to go ahead and hear a song entitled I Want You, and that's by Kasha. That was Tamar Braxton with the song All the Way Home. Coming up, we're going to have on the next segment Dr. Farmer, Ask Dr. Farmer, and he will be promoting his new book and telling you guys a little bit about it. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you.
Going through changes, 'cause I love you, I hate you. Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I am just excited that you guys are tuning in on today. We always have a great segment with author, counselor, licensed therapist, and developmental coach, James Farmer. James Farmer, he's with the Jaffa Group, and he comes on every week just to be on to help you guys with tools to get you through certain situations and circumstances. And so this week, we're not going to discuss any emails. We're actually going to talk about his new book that will be coming out. And so I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself as well as tell you guys a little bit about him. Hey, Dr. Farmer, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. Well, you did a pretty good job introducing me. I am a developmental coach, a therapist. I do marriage and family counseling, relationship and couple counseling, and so I'm just having a wonderful time out here working with people, watching people grow and develop and move in positive ways. So I'm happy to be on your show today.
Okay. Well, I want you to tell the listeners where they can find you. And also, I know you do offer counseling services and coaching services, even via phone, for those people who are not in the area. And so that way they can contact you via email and also check out your website.
I have two websites that I'm working on. I'm going to give you the second one. The second one, we're still building it, but if you go on, you'll be able to see kind of the work that I've done and so forth. And I want your listeners to focus on, there's going to be something that says KLLP, which stands for Kindle Life Languages Profile. I want you to hit that because some of your listeners are into personal development. And if you are, take that instrument. It's just so important. I will talk about it later as I introduce my book because I do advocate that particular tool. You can catch me on this website, Jaffa Coaching, JaffaCoaching.com. The spelling of Jaffa Coaching is J-A-F-A, and then, of course, coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G. That's Jaffa, J-A-F-A, coaching.com. And when you go on there, you'll see me and you'll see KLLP. If you get a chance to check out my blogs, feel free to do that too, because they're blogs about just human problems and how to get through them and so forth. So, and you don't have to pay for that particular thing, those blogs. The profile, that's about $45, but it's worth it. Go on, take that profile. It's a 100-point item, and then afterwards it'll ask you for your credit card, and I think you'll be very pleased with the results of it. 25-page printout that you'll have immediately. And I tell you what, Tanisha, I'll do this. If any of your listeners take that profile, they can call me, and I will interpret it to them free over the phone.
Okay.
So that's something I want to do for your listeners. I'll interpret it free, no charge whatsoever. Of course, that tool does a pretty good job. It gives you 25 pages on how you communicate. And again, as I said, I'll get back to that later. Now, regarding my book, it's called Finding the Right Relationship, How to Avoid Toxic Partners. And that is special to me because I think I have, in my personal life, run across everybody who's toxic out there and did not have a clue. I guess it all began for me in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I ended up divorced, just giving a little bit of the background. And I wanted to step into the single world, and I didn't have a clue. I had been married about 14 years, and I didn't have a clue on what to do. Things had changed, and so I just found myself at a loss when it came to dating. And I was just a total flop. But I made some mental notes that things had changed, and I needed to write down what the changes were and how do you open up communication, how do you find the right one. So the questions were starting to come out. So when I moved here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area and entered into counseling and coaching and so forth, and then marriage counseling, I watched a lot of people come in, and they were having communication problems, personality flaws, communication problems. There were people who should have never been together. There were folks who were in the relationship compromising, and it wasn't working. And I said, here I am faced again with some of the issues that I was dealing with in Baton Rouge. And so I started compiling a manuscript going into how do you overcome some of this. So if you were to open up my book and look at the table of content, in that first chapter you're going to see the game plan. And you got to have a game plan. You can't go into dating or looking for somebody with out some kind of plan in place, and then you have to stick with that plan. The next thing is the signs of a healthy prospect. And I just thought everybody was healthy. But I did not realize, Tanisha, that there's a lot of folks out there pretending and faking and everything. For example, let me just throw a little of this out to some of your listeners. A healthy, well-adjusted person, what would that look like? Well, this person ought to have some kind of a life plan. I was meeting people who didn't have a plan that would go to the end of the week. There should be an open mind. I was running into a lot of closed-minded folks, people who had been hurt and hadn't gotten through the hurts, and now they were asking me to jump a whole bunch of hoops to prove to them that I was an okay person. And so I looked more and more. I said, there's not a lot of well-adjusted people out here. I said, what about unhealthy tendencies? And, wow, they were everywhere. Deception, sloppy dressing, gossipers. I'm just looking at my list here. Falling in love on a sexual impulse, interested only in their appearance. And so I said, I got to get that clear in my mind, exactly what it is that I'm looking for, and I did not have it clear. So, again, that's why the book came around. Another part in there is partner selection. I know sometimes when I'm working with couples and one of them complaining about their partner, I said, well, there may not be anything wrong with your partner. Maybe something with the type of person you select. You know, if you're selecting somebody who's closed-minded, if you're selecting somebody who was, they have a history of being physically or verbally abusive, what made you think when you married them or you decided to get into a serious relationship, they were going to change? We have too many people out there trying to rehab folks. And so I came up with a partner selection. So kind of tongue-in-cheek, I played with it a little bit, and I said, well, most of the young ladies I've talked with are looking for this knight in shining armor, but I said, I need to break that down what a knight in shining armor looks like. And so I did. I broke them into certain categories like the Rolls-Royce man. And this is basically what we call a good man. They have a purpose in life, and that, you know, the lifestyles reflect the inner values and so forth. I think everybody wants to have somebody like that in their life. And then there were other categories, the Mercedes-Benz man, which is very close to the Rolls-Royce man, and then probably the kind of man you see out there a lot, the Volkswagen man, which is this is a man who's basically very reliable, goes to work, comes home, reads the newspaper, listens to the sports, wants his dinner. Then you have the motorcycle man, the scooter man, and then, of course, the foot man. And just those titles there should tell you a little bit about what kind of man they are. Well, I didn't just stop with the men. I went over and looked at the women. I said, now, what kind of women are out here? And I said, boy, I'd like to have what I call the mind-body-spiritual connection woman. This is a woman that really has it together. She's very intellectual, very bright. She's into personal development. Then there's the intelligent woman. And then I broke it down to other categories like the smart choice woman or the daffodil woman. This is the daffodil woman. This is a woman that's on a boat a little bigger than a canoe, and she's out here on this river, and she's waving at folks, and folks are waving at her. She can't quite hear them. If she could, they would tell her, darling, you're getting ready to go over the waterfalls. You know, you better jump boat, you know, but she thinks they're just her fans and so forth, and you know the rest of that story, okay? Then there's the ambivalent woman and then the naive woman. So I tried to come in categories. Now, they're not cast in stone. Probably some of your listeners would say, you know, Dr. Farmer, I got a couple of categories myself that I'd like to put on that list. And so it's just when you run into so many different kind of people, quite often categories come up. But, again, I didn't stop there. I also went into love and as many splinters can be healthy. And that is, I've heard people come in and talk about, well, they got children. And my response is, yes, they come as a package. Either you can accept the package or you can't. Mothers just don't go out and just say, well, I got a new boyfriend. I got to pretend that I don't have children. You know, that is a part of the package deal. And so I write about how you deal with that thing. Here's another chapter, Relating Fundamentals, how to relate to your mate. There's a lot of people that don't know how to relate, so I start off with a lot of just communication exercises. Just let's do the blind, I think it's called a trust walk, and let's work with positive statements. And it's amazing to watch the guy, for example, I'll ask him to close his eyes while his mate or partner leads him around the facility. And he's just nervous because he thinks that she's going to run him into the wall or push him down the steps and so forth. And so we take a look at that, attention-getting strategies of how to break from past mistakes. I just said to some lady a couple of days ago, I said, you know, she describes this new boyfriend she has. And I said, you know, I see some similarities here from the new boyfriend and the ex-husband. So they seem to have the same kind of framework. And she just simply said, well, I like the new boyfriend more than I like the ex-husband. And so, you know, we talk about how to break from past mistakes, how to really get through it, not push it down, bury it somewhere, but really get through it. So many of us go to our friends, and they become our therapists and counselors. Friends don't make very good counselors and therapists. Sometimes pay the money and go see somebody who's specially trained in this kind of area. And then here's another one. When a relationship goes bad, I think we all have been in that one. Tanisha, is just you see the relationship going bad and you don't know what to do. You feel a sense of powerlessness. You don't know what to say. There's a lot of blow-ups. I go into talking about that, how to get it going. And of course, the last two chapters is keeping a relationship growing and then grooming for intimacy. And I wanted that chapter in there for intimacy because, guys, I'm sorry, you don't take a shower 8:30 in the morning and think you're okay for lovemaking 10:30 p.m. that night. You know, you got to refresh yourself. You got to put on that deodorant, not too strong of a cologne and so forth, because I've seen guys put cologne on, and you can smell them a block down before they even get to your presence. You know, so I try to address some of those issues in this book, and you know, it's I have felt good about it. The communication piece I mentioned earlier that I've tried to encourage your listeners to go and check out. Tanisha, I've had couples come in. No, before they came in, I asked them, take that profile. And when they came in, it was just one session, and that was it, because that profile tells you everything you need to know about you. It's not a psychological test. It's just a communication test, you know, a communication inventory. It'll tell you what your style of communication is. So what I do is have them switch manuscripts. So the young lady has hers, he has it. I said, okay, let's switch, and you read about her, and she'll read about you. I've had other folks didn't even show up for the session after they'd taken the profile. So I strongly recommend that if you're into personal growth and development and you can step out there and take a risk and you're not afraid of me, you know, do it, you know. And you just call me or contact Tanisha and say, I took it. I took that risk. I did the profile, and now I want my interpretation from Dr. Farmer. I will do that interpretation, no questions asked at all. So that's about it. So the book is coming out. We're hoping about maybe about September. Right now, it's already written. I'm just going through kind of editing, you know, we're crossing T's and putting periods in the end of sentences, making sure all that flows. But it is written. It's something I've worked on for a long time, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to share with your listeners, because if I can just help one person out there with this manuscript, you know, I've done my job. We're setting it up on an e-book or electronic book format, so your listeners will be able to just, you know, within seconds, they got it. They can download it, and they got it for a couple of bucks, and they can just sit down and read it. It's an easy read. I don't get into a whole bunch of theories and so forth. I'm just trying to share information where it might stop you from making a horrible, horrible relationship problem out there, or running into a problem. I'm trying to give you information where you'll be able to code very quickly whether this is the kind of person you want to be with. And also, I'm trying to give you information that will help you hold on to you. We don't want you to lose you in a relationship. Thank you, Tanisha.
Okay, well, I mean, that was all well said. I want you guys to check out the website. Once again, if you need to contact Dr. Farmer, send emails, or if you're needing counseling or developmental coaching services, you can email him at james.farmer@att.net. Like I said, he has a special going on right now, so you guys have to contact him. But he is there to be able to help you with life issues and life challenges, to be able to come up with strategies and a plan to be able to help you be successful and just be effective in what you're doing. I want to thank you again, Dr. Farmer, for being on the show and promoting it, talking about your new book. I'm just excited about it, and I just can't wait to see what's next with your book release. So we're gonna go ahead and go to a break, and we'll be right back with you.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
Let me love you, a heart of darkness, 'cause what's your love?
Vintage TJ's R&B.
Some love, but I know it's true.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me.
Thank you.
Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and I am just so excited about this part of the show. We have an exclusive interview with no other but Billy Nunn. He's a musician. He is a songwriter as well as a producer, and he also does vocals. And he's just going to be here to speak to you guys and let you guys know what he has going on. So I want to say welcome to the show. Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, burning up here in Vegas, but it's great. I appreciate you.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to go ahead and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you as well.
Well, originally from Buffalo, New York, but I've been in Vegas about 22 years and started out playing Hammond B3 organ, jazz mostly, but my dad was into music, vocalist and sax player. So on the weekends, I'd listen to all kind of music from Dave Brubeck to Gene Chandler, you know, James Brown, the stuff that was happening then. And so I was blessed with a huge range of different types of styles and music and fell in love with them. And that's kind of like what got me going. And then I was blessed to hear Jimmy Smith play a song called Walk on the Wild Side on organ, and it kind of like threw me for a loop. And so since then I've been blessed to be able to play, you know.
Okay, and so where can the listeners find you?
They can go to my website, www.billynunn.com, but they can find me in Vegas or on Facebook. Also, Billy Nunn.
Okay.
So playing
and
around
so,
Vegas a lot, you know.
Mhm.
And you know, I was one of the original members of the Stone City Band with Rick James. I was blessed to co-write Mary Jane with him, and in fact, next month will be the 10th year of Rick passing. So. These last 10 years, I've been doing the original Stone City Band gigs, you know, trying to keep Rick and Tina's legacy alive with the funk, and that's been fun.
Okay. And so I guess what would you say would separate you from any other artist that's out there?
Well, I think maybe probably because I was blessed with the jazz part of it. I mean, a lot of the funk groups and R&B artists that are out there now really didn't get into the jazz thing like I did, but you know, it really helps in you know, doing whatever type of music you're doing. Jazz helps, jazz and blues, again, no way to get away from it. You know, but I think because of the organ thing that I do and the clavinet stuff that I did with Rick kind of separates me. There's a lot of guys don't play clavinet that much anymore.
Right.
Stevie and Billy Preston were like kind of your biggest clavinet guys. So I learned a lot from them.
Mm-hmm. And so when did you know you had a passion and an interest to even play the different instruments that you do play?
Well, probably my junior year of high school. Like I said, that's basically when I heard Walk on the Wild Side, and I was fortunate to meet a guy who went to high school a year ahead of me, and he played organ, named Jimmy Davis, back in Buffalo. And weekends I'd go by his house, and he'd show me, you know, little things, and I started picking them up pretty quick. So I think from then I said, well, there might be something to this, you know. I mean, little did I know I'd be blessed still doing it so many years later.
Right. Well, I mean, you are truly an inspiration. I mean, I actually had an opportunity to listen to your music, and it was great. And so I'm thinking that that's just, it says your gift will make room for you, and I truly know that that is your gift. And so I wanted to ask, I guess, who was your inspiration as far as music as well as a life inspiration, and why?
I guess probably Jimmy Smith at first, and then I was blessed to meet all of the other organists who were out there, and I think Jack McDuff was like the first one to kind of take me under his wing when he had George Benson playing with him and Red Holloway and Joe Dukes on drums and all the organists back then. I was like the new kid on the block, the little young kid, so most of them kind of took me under their wing, Jimmy McGriff and Barry Young, Don Patterson, there were so many. Back then, unfortunately, we've lost mostly all of them. But, you know, I'm still waking up every morning and still, you know, just trying to spread that around. Like I said, it's a blessing.
And so for the listener that's out there, if they're wanting to do music and, you know, start trying to write or just, you know, be a musician, what would you share to them about getting into the industry?
Well, I'd tell them to, you know, either try to learn how to read music or read chord changes at least. I'd pick piano since that is like the overall instrument that kind of covers everything. You know, it's got your bass on it, it's got your treble, you know, and you can do your horns and everything. So I'd go to the music store and get a chord change book, you know, and sit down with it and try to, you know, learn your chord changes because every song has chord changes, you know. So if you know what you're playing, you can look and see, you know, that's a G minor or an A flat major seventh or whatever. You know, you gotta learn. That's the main thing. You gotta learn. I mean, the computers and all the software now make it so easy where all you gotta do is just cut and paste stuff, but you're not playing, you know. You need to get in there and do your homework on an instrument. I mean, not just piano, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, they favor guitar or bass. But, you know, try to learn as much as you can musically on that instrument, whichever one you decide on.
Right. Okay. Also, I wanted to just congratulate you. I know you won the 2014 Lifetime Achievement Award, so I just wanted to say congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. And, you know, God's been looking over me. I've been really blessed. And like I said, I try to spread it, you know, like when I was growing up, you know, the older guys, they were great spreading it and teaching and, you know, passing it down. It's got to be passed down, you know. Keep it going. Keep funk alive.
And so where are you currently performing right now?
Currently in Las Vegas. Thursday nights I'm at Club Fiesta, Club Tequila in the Fiesta Casino with Sherry Gordy, Billy Gordy's daughter. She has a Take the Stage show, which gives, you know, people just starting out a chance to come up on the stage. And the place is huge, great stage, lighting and sound, and holds about 2,000 people. And, you know, the people are very responsive and So I've been doing that with her since like last August. And she's branched out now, doing it in L.A. and Seattle. So that's like every Thursday. Then I do a blues thing here in Vegas with a real good players, Bugsy Wilcox on drums, who was with Marvin Gaye for 14 years, and Maurice Hayes on guitar, who was with the Gap Band, Ricky Williams on bass and vocals, Chicago blues guys, and Billy Ray Charles on guitar and vocals. We have fun on Fridays, you know, doing the blues and the old R&B stuff, you know, everybody from Tyrone Davis to, you name it, the Beatles.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask also, what do you want your legacy to be as far as, you know, with your music, everything that you've already done?
Well, I hope I made people smile and they enjoyed what I did. I mean, on Facebook, I'm always doing jokes and stuff. I like to see people laugh and have fun because this life thing is so short. You know, you never know. So, you know, you got to try to enjoy and live your life, you know, as much as you can for the day. Like they said, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. But, you know, I'd like people to look back and say, oh, man, he was, you know, he's a nice guy, man. I love when he did this, played this, and, you know, the jokes he told, you know. Cause I have a upcoming TV show I'm working on called 9-1. And it'll be like music and comedy and, you know, that type of thing. You know, just to make people feel happy because, you know, the world's so full of stress, you know, that people just need to be happy and love each other and, you know, try to be a good person.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you said that because, like you said, it is good to just be happy and just live life to the fullest because we never know when it's our last. And so
that's
I wanted
right.
to ask you about your song. It's entitled Buttons. And so I wanted to
right.
know, I guess if you could tell the listeners a little bit about that and how you came up with that.
Well, Buttons was my nickname when I was like a little youngster. My mom and my godmother named me Buttons, and I don't know, just one day I had an idea for this, like, Latin funk type of song, and my mom, I think, had passed at that time, and I dedicated a CD to her, and I said, well, you know, this is a little brat song, so it kind of fits me when I was a little kid, so I just said, okay, Buttons.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead, listeners, and hear Billy Nunn's song entitled Buttons. So here is Buttons.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you are listening to Billy Nunn, and the song was entitled Future Groove. And so, once again, listeners who may have just tuned in, we have Billy Nunn, and he's here doing an exclusive interview for you guys. And I'm going to go ahead and let him tell you guys a little bit about himself again and where you can find him.
Yep. Like I said, you can go to my website, www.billynunn.com, or my Facebook page. I have two pages on Facebook, one uppercase and one lowercase. And also have the Rick James original Stone City Band page on there for some memories of Rick and Tina and Mary Jane Girls and Processing the Do-Rags and you know, all the stuff Rick did. He was really out there doing a lot of groups at that time. You know, he changed the course of funk, you know, in a sense. And then brought in a new type of funk thing for everybody. And I was blessed, you know, to have done a couple of albums with him.
Mm-hmm. And so that song we just heard, Future Groove, how did you come up with that, and what was the inspiration behind the song?
I had a sample of Maurice White. That's his voice you can hear on here saying the children are our future, and just sat down with a drum machine and came up with this groove, you know, because that's what I say now with the keyboards, you can like emulate just about any instrument, even on buttons. Those aren't real horns, you know, they're synthesized horns, and even the organ isn't a Hammond B3, it's, you know, synthesizer, but I just kept hearing Maurice saying that over and over, and so I'll just lay this future groove down. So one of those,
right.
You know, musicians get these, yeah, they get these crazy ideas at all times of morning and stuff sometimes, so you got to put them down before you forget them.
Right. And so for the listener who just tuned in, once again, tell them where they can find you, where you're performing as well.
Right. I'm at, like I said, you can go to my Facebook page, and it usually has everywhere I'm at. In fact, this Sunday, the 20th of July, 2 o'clock here in Las Vegas at the Smith Center, I'm participating in an Oregon Summit, which is the first time on the West Coast, and it'll be me and three other Hammond B3 players. So we'll have like four Hammond B3 organs on stage, and each of us will do like three or four songs, and then we'll do a couple of them together at the end. So I know Paul Schaefer from David Letterman's show did it a couple of years back on the East Coast. So this is like our first time doing it on the West Coast, and I'm really privileged to be a part of it. This will be a real nice Sunday.
Okay. Well, like you said, guys, check out the website at BillyNunn.com, and you can find out where he's going to be performing. You did also say that you're performing in Vegas at Club Fiesta. And so you can also find
Club
out.
Club Tequila. Yeah, Club Tequila in the Fiesta Casino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, that's
well,
where we have the open mic.
Right. And so also I wanted to ask, if there's a listener out there and they're wanting to, you know, find out about becoming, I know on Facebook they have like the fan pages and the like pages. Where do they go for that information? Is that on your website as well?
Yeah, that's on there too. Plus on both of my, one page is a fan page, the lowercase, and then uppercase is like my friend page where, you know, different people, you know, add me or tag me or post things on there. And usually, you know, in fact, all the time has, you know, where I'm at, you know, or what I'm doing, what I'm involved in. And getting ready to go down to Florida because a friend of mine, Leon Bright, he's building a studio down there and wants me to come down and do some producing. So that's going to be pretty good. You know, get some new talent out there and try to keep the music going.
Okay. Well, is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, primarily, if, I mean, you know, if you got a dream, stick to it and say your prayers and, you know, go through life treating people the way you want to be treated. And 'cause bad karma can be a, a bad thing on a person. So, you know, just never give up on your dream and treat people right, and things will happen for you.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you again for being a part of the show on today and being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. And so, people, once again, you can find Billy Nunn at BillyNunn.com. And so we're going to go ahead and hear one of his live songs, and we'll be right back with you. Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. You're listening to Faces of Success Radio. And that song was by Billy Nunn, and it was entitled Little or at No Cost to You. We're going to go ahead and bring Billy back in. Billy, I wanted you to go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about that song that we just heard.
Oh, yeah. I said it's I'm using it as a theme song for the show I'm trying to get together. It's called None at One. And it's, you know, combination comedy and music and trivia and stuff like that. And I watch a lot of TV and documentaries and things, but a lot of commercials kept saying, you can own this and you can have this at little or no cost to you. I think, you know, in the course of a day or two, I was hearing it, like, just so much that I said, all right, I think it might be a nice title for a song at little or no cost to you. So I said, we get ideas at strange times.
Right. But, I mean, it's a great theme song. I was listening to it. It's really catchy, and it's got a unique groove and tune to it. So I believe it'll work exactly for what you're trying to do with it. I wanted to thank you again for being on the show. And if you had any shout-outs, you can give those at this time.
Oh, yeah. That's shout-out to my wife, Beverly, who's always in my corner. And I mean, I have so many friends and family that have been supporting me all these years that are, you know, it's kind of crazy. you run out of time, you know. But everybody that I've been affiliated with and played with and everything, my brother Bobby and Philip Bailey and even Rick and Tina, and, you know, there's a whole slew of people that have helped me and kept me in this business, which is tough sometimes, you know. But I just like to say, you know, to everybody out there that supported me, you know, come to see me all the time here in Vegas, and, you know, when we're out on the road somewhere, I appreciate it and love you all, and keep it up.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Billy, for being a part of Faces of Success Radio on tonight.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to thank Greg Hanley for getting me in touch with you and making this happen. I met him at Sherry Gordy's, one of her Take the Stage shows a couple of months back, and, you know, we've been keeping in touch, and I'd like to thank him again. Appreciate it. And you, especially.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Well, listeners, once again, like we said, you can check out Billy at billynunn.com. You can find out all his booking information, performing information, and I tell you to go out and support this musician because he is great. We're going to go ahead and go to a break, and we'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com. /Faces of Success Radio, or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Hi. So look, I know you think everything I say, I just be talking. Just a mile of BS, I know. But we gotta stop going back and forth, up and down, round and round, round and round. If it's up to me, I make it happen.
Baby, going around and round and round, trying to lock it down. And I'm giving up and doubling on the side of town. Only wanting you to be around. Baby, we be going around and round and round, trying to settle down. And giving up and doubling on the side of town. And justify the love that I found. We be going around and round and round.
Through towns, we be going round and round. So many years that we stayed down, you sound like no other sound.
No.
I describe my heart right now,
no.
Gotta turn our love upside down.
Oh.
I'm on my knees in front of you right now, and I wanna make you mine.
When we're just holding us right now, when we stop, nobody knows. We'll reach out high.
Only want you to be around.
Tell you a thousand times. Ooh, you wouldn't listen. No matter how hard I'm about to dive in.
Whoa. I was thinking about taking a couple laps. I just want to dive in.
Girl, that's your waterfall, feel it coming down on me so crazy. Yeah. Girl, I love the way your body talk. Come a little closer just like that. Keep on talking, girl, you got me wanting to go deeper than you'll ever know. Wanting to feel the way you flow. Oh, you got that look up in your eyes. What we about to do ain't no surprise. I'm about to die.
You should know you don't. got it hot, team body banging. I'm just saying, girl, I'm going all in. You are what I've been missing. When you speak, I will listen to all you have to say. I'm free right now. You have the time. Love to make my mark on such a beautiful mind. Girl, it's alright. If you have to go, but before you do, I think that you should know. You don't have to change. You can say the same. Girl, I love you just the way you are. Finding a happy way. You don't need a thing. Girl, I love you just the way.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
It's crazy. I never thought that I would actually be singing a song about this. But it actually ain't so bad.
Listen, say I want it all, so I got it all, and I kept it all, and I lost it all. Say I was the smooth brother, say I was the cool lover, but I had to sign, you see what meant more. Oh, because this train was pulling out of the station, and there was no way I wasn't gonna make it loving you. Say I know the pain, I've seen the rain, and I held your hand through a bright day. Say I was the hard mender, say I was far from a pretend love, but I was moving on, and you soon discovered that. Say, 'cause this train was a pulling out of the station, and there was no way I wasn't gonna make that say. Oh, say. Say all I could say was oh, oh, oh,
hey, shawty, what's good? Girl, what's happening? Tell your team that I seen it to the captain. Baby, what you drinking? Let me buy your round. Tell me what it is, baby. Holler at me now. Say she new in town. Just trying to find a man that can show a girl around. Baby girl, I got you. What you wanna do? One-on-one, oh, we can kick it with the crew. Damn, you're looking good. Man, show it so fly. If I pull you on the dance floor, baby, don't be acting shy. You all alone, getting your ammunition, I'ma try to turn you on. Shots of Patron, got me in the zone. Shorty so bad that I wish she had a clone. Tryna hear you moan, six in the moan. I can be your king, baby, climb up on the throne. Care we about grown, skip all the play. Whisper in my ear, shorty, then you hear me say. Damn, you're looking good. Man, show it so fast.
like an angel in disguise. You make my bed feel heavenly. And all to my surprise, my life improves like daily, all because of you. We never had a fight about foolish. He say, she say, her way, my way. Never wear my heart up on my sleeve, but you're what I need. Now I see so clearly. Sometimes I'm almost sorry that I found you.
And it's only because,
'cause I can't get no peace when I'm not around.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, Tanisha, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. Today we've had an amazing, awesome show. I want to just thank Billy Nunn for being an awesome guest today. I want you guys to check out his website. You can go to BillyNunn.com, and you can find out about booking. You can find out about his performances and also about his music. Also, I'd like to thank Dr. Farmer for being a part of the show as well. Dr. Farmer is a licensed developmental coach, a therapist, and you can email Dr. Farmer at jamesfarmer.com, and you can email him your questions, comments, or emails for next week. That way he can answer those. And also you can check out the jawfordrewgroup.com for more information about Dr. Farmer. Today, like I said, I just want you guys to just be content with right where you are. Don't look back at 5 minutes ago. Don't look back at last week or even yesterday. We're right into it right now. And so just be happy where you are. Somebody else would love to be in your shoes. So just enjoy your day. And so I hope you've enjoyed being into the music zone. I like to always give you music of inspiration to be able to encourage you, uplift you, and just get you in a relaxation mode and just kind of get you to unwind. We're going to go ahead and hear a song, and it's by Leah LaBelle, and it's called Sexify.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Make no excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing.
of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.